Okay, so let's go. Right. Oh, yeah, two tests. Okay, so what? Let's go further on Hayyamanov. So we've concluded what? We've concluded that a mumcha l'rabim can be done yechidi. Okay. So we concluded that the mumcha l'rabim can be done yechidi, bal karchach, right? Not like Rashi, like everyone else, bal karchach. But if he makes a mistake, he has to pay. Mm-hmm. If he's tall b'shikul adas, he has to pay. And if he wants to be putter from paying, then he needs reshus from the Reish Kelusa. Okay, so we went through yesterday with the Rush, who lined up the different categories, right? That, like we said, the mumcha can be with reshus, can force, and is putter. Without reshus, he can force, and he's chayev, right? The hedyot, the yachid hedyot, can't force at all. But if he's accepted, he can judge, but he'll be chayev, right? And the three who are like a yachid mumcha, they can judge by force, they'll be chayev, unless the Bali dinim accept them, right? And the way the Rush said it is, like since they could force the judgment, so the acceptance elevates them to be potter. Okay, so let's so what we're trying to explore now is the basis for being putter from paying. Okay, so it seems that there are two avenues, right? There's the avenue of that they accept you. Okay, and that works. We have to understand why does that work for the three, but not for the yachid who's an enamukha, right? The hedyot. And then there's another avenue, it seems, having reshus from the Reish Kelusa. Okay, so that's what this Gemara is really focusing on, the idea of reshus from the Reish Kelusa. So let's take that up. All right, right. Oh, okay, no, I mean, the owner is adding one fact, that if the people specifically say, I'll accept you as a yochid, as an eino mumcha, I'll accept you as a hedyot, and I accept even your mistake, then he'll be putter too. They have to expressly state that they're accepting his mistake. Okay, so factually speaking, the question is if the hedyot gets reshus on Reish Kelusa. So the Gemara doesn't take it up here, but in the fourth perek, the Rush holds that if a hedyot gets reshus from the Reish Kelusa, he would also be putter from paying. And he seems to say. Yeah, well, we'll have to take that up when we get to Lama Gimel. Okay, so let's go through over here the Reshus and the Reish Kelusa. Side point, it's interesting. Just as a side point, something we skipped over yesterday, is that the Gemara says that the Yochid, that the Mumchel Rabban can be Dan Yechidi, and Rav Nachman and Rabbi Chia both said that we do it. Kigon Ona. Dan dine mamas biyachidi. So the only problem is, Tosus mentions, there's a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos that says, Al tehi dan yachidi. She'ein dan yachidi ela echad. Right, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Mishnah in Avos says, a person should not be dan yachidi, because only God is dan yachidi. So how could they say that they're dan yachidi? Right?
Yeah.
So he says, Eitza Tova Kamash Malan. It only is... no, it's just advice. That Mishnah is not a halachic statement, that you're not allowed to be Dan Yechidi. It's just advice. Right? Shelo Yitte. So that a guy should not make a mistake. In other words, that's what we were discussing when we were discussing the idea of three. Right? Of two, actually. And then the third just gets added for Shiklas. We were saying that two already is you already sort of have like a testing of your opinion. You know what I mean? You have another das to run it by. So that's what Tosis is saying. But it's not a halachic statement when it says you shouldn't be dan yechidi. But it's saying that only HaKadosh Baruch Hu can be dan without any doubt. because there's nothing is ne'alam from Kadosh Baruch Hu. So there's no possibility of tos. But an Adam should recognize there's always a possibility of a tos. And as Eitzah Tova, it's not right. It's not a good idea to be Dan Yechidi. You should have another opinion, another person to run it by you. But it's not halachically usur. And therefore he says, V'had the armor could go on, so why didn't they take this advice? Okay, so it's true Tosas got out of the problem that they're not violating an Isser of a Mishnah. But the Mishnah is giving you advice. Why don't they take this advice? Hainu klomar yochol ladun.
V'lo shehoya dan. So he was only saying that he's capable of it, but not that he actually did it?
That's a strange thing to say, right?
Yeah.
Inami rogil haya bedinan v'ein locha shema yita. Or it means he was such an expert, he had so much experience, he was not worried at all that he would make mistakes. In other words, it was basics. It was like, to him,
better.
It was basics.
Is the inami even better than the first answer?
Well, the inami is better in the sense that it sounds like he's saying he does it.
Yeah.
Just factually. It sounds like when they say kigon ono, dan dine mamas biyachidi, plain shot means it's plain shot as it sounds like we do. I do judgment alone. Right? And also, if you're going to say with the first answer, so whoever does judgment alone, so what does it mean? I mean, it's saying it's wrong to do, but you can't. If you did it, it would be din, but nobody should ever really do it. It doesn't, you know, when it says mumchel rabim is dan afilu yechidi, it sounds like it's saying it's a sanctioned possibility, not like it's a bidyevet thing that if a guy does it, it would work. If such a mumchel rabim, you should know the mission of us, right? Yeah. The Rambam paskins. In Perek Beis Halacha Yud in Sanhedrin, Af Pi She'ein based in Pachos Mishlosha Mutar Lo Echad Lodon Min HaTorah Shnemar Bitzedek Tishpot Amisecha Umidivrei Sofrim Ad Sheyihu Shlosha V'Shnayim Shedanu Ein Dinei Amdin. That's a little bit of a funny thing. The Rambam said, Rambam Paskins Midoraisa Tzed Bitzedek Tishpot Amisecha. Right, that one person can be done. So he was like the second answer in the Gemara, that it was a chumra to go to three, not a kula to have three ajotos, but a chumra to go to three ajotos. But nonetheless, the Rambam says the thing that the Rishonim are troubled by. He says, but he holds that even though midoraisa one is good, and midorabanan they moved it up to three, he holds bidyeved, if it's less than three, it's not good at all. So when the Rabbanan said, you need three, they really were okir the deraisa completely. Because he holds, because the Rush, I don't know if you remember or not, but if you look, like for instance, in the Rush said that that's a nafkamina. If you hold the deraisa as one or three, the nafkamina would be bidyeved. That was what the Rush said, and when we read that a while ago, in the beginning of Beis, right? It says im hayu mumchel rabim dan afilu chidi. So he says l'man de leis le'erev parashios kosev kan afilu yochid shein mumcha dan min haTorah el chachamim tiknu shlo yadunu pachas mikimel yotas v'yochid mumcha ukmu rabban adinei, right? V'yochid shein mumcha l'chatchila lo av b'di'evet dinei dina, right? But the Rambam, so that's the way the Rush is learning, that midoraisa one, if you hold midoraisa one is good. So the Rabbanan were machmir. But bidyeved, if one guy did it or two guys did it, two hajotas, one hajot, it should still be good because midoraisa is recognized as a din. But the Rambam learns that even though midoraisa one is good, midivrei so from ad sheyihu shlosha v'shnayim shedanu ein dineihem din. Interesting, right? And now he's like this. Echad shoya mumcha l'rabim onoto rishus mi beistin areizem mutal lo lodon yechidi aval eino choshev beistin. That's what I was telling you before. That that the echad mumcha l'rabim or he's noto rishus mi beistin, then that's, we'll have to see what that is. Then it's mutter for him to be dan yechidi, but he's not like a beistin. V'afal pishu mutter mitzvos chachamim hi sheyoshev imo acherim. Amru chachamim al tehi dan yechidi she'ein dan yechidi ela echad. So that's what the Rambam's learning, that he still holds that it's, he holds his mutter to be dan yechidi, but it's a mitzvah chachamim to have. So then he must, I know it's a funny thing. So what does it mean? It's mutter, but it's mutter. It's mutter. It wouldn't violate the takonas chachamim of ad sheyu shlosha. But it still is not considered proper. Mitzvah chachamim is to be yoshev imo achim. Because chachamim said, al ti dan yechidi. So what did Rav Nachman and Rav Chia mean? I guess these Rambam is learning more like the first answer. That they could. I guess if it's a vidyeved, a shasad chak, they could do something like that. But that's not the primary. It's not like a new institution of one. It never really went down to that. You still should really always try to have three. Okay, so let's get down to the question of Yehuda Rishis. So the Gemara says that Rav said, "Hi, man, the boy lemeidan dino. Guy wants to make din and be potter. If he makes a mistake, he should take rishus on the reish gelusa. B'chein amar Shmuel, lishkol rishusa mi bei reish gelusa." Okay. So what's the Gemara saying? Lishkol rishusa. Rashi, dekevan de rishus nochas lo mishalem. Yeah. What does that mean? Since he, nochas means to go down. Since he went down with permission, so therefore he doesn't have to pay. So what is Rashi linking up? See, we have to think, what is Rashi linking up the chiv to pay with? Seems like some sort of...
What's the going down?
Go down to din, it's just an expression.
I don't really understand what is din?
No. See, we have to differentiate between it being din and your being chayav for the mistake. What does it mean that it's din? Let's just get that straight. What does it mean that it's din? It means it doesn't go, you don't change it.
Right.
That's what it means, right? It means, say, if you come to me for din and I paskin, you owe me money, we're going to get, in Lama and Gimel, it gets much more into detail. Let's say you gave him the money already. Right, and then I say I made a mistake. I think I made a mistake. I think we should switch it. I think you don't owe him the money. You can say, "Too bad. I got the din already. The din says that you owe them the." And then you can. That's what you would say, and then you would say to me, "Well, you messed up. You owe me the money," and I wouldn't be allowed to tell him to just give it back to you. It would be too late. It means there really was a din. A din really. There was really a hachra. There was a decision, and there was a halachic determination made, and it had a binding effect. Mm-hmm. Now I made a mistake. Oh, so then it turns out that with my din I caused you to lose money, so you can come back to me. All right. Yeah. How exactly this works is what we're going to have to try to figure out. But so let's say the din is din. It's a good din, and now the question is, am I liable or not? Right, am I liable? So Rashi's saying, as long as, if I had reshus from the Reish Galusa, so I was acting properly. It means setting myself up in the framework of din, judging people was my legitimate, it was a legitimate thing for me to do. So it's not like I was, strong-arming you or, expressing my own desire to do things. The Reish Galusa told me I should do gin. So it's like you have an American lawyer, an official that has a certain amount of, what do they call it, indemnity.
Oh.
No. You know what I mean? You're indemnified from your mistakes. You think that if the judge made a mistake in the case and then it gets overturned by a higher court, the litigant can come to and tell him to pay, right? I mean, it's true the higher court will overturn the original din, but there's a lot of costs that are incurred. But anyway, so the din is good, the din sticks, and he was acting properly, so he didn't do anything wrong. So why should he have to pay? Okay, it's true he made a mistake, but you know what they say. Everybody makes mistakes. It wasn't like a real... let's put it this way. Let's put it this way. We have to differentiate between the mistake in the din, right, and the mistake in being done, let's call it. You know what I mean?
Right, like the mistake in being done at all renders the whole din out the window.
Exactly. If you're not legitimate, if you're not a legitimate dayan, that's a different story. If you're a legitimate dayan, and that's just the course of din, you're going to make some mistakes. So that's just the way it goes. Okay? All right, let's get a little further, though, because it changes a little bit, right? That's the Gemara saying, Lishko Rishusa, Dekevan de Rishus Nachas, Lo Mishalim. Now the Gemara says, Pshita. Mehacha Lahacha, Umehacha Lahasam. It's Pashut. That's right. It's Pashut that what? Reish Galusa Lebavel. Right? Debavel Lemeidandina Bebavel. They really had two different communities. There was the Bavel community and the Eretz Yisrael community. So it's Pashut that if the Reish Galusa sanctions you, the judge, in the Babylonian community in Bavel, or if who? The Nasi sanctioned you to judge in Eretz Yisrael, then it's definitely, then you're definitely Pater. Okay, what was the Nasi? What is Nasi? It was the head of the Sanhedrin, yeah. It was when there was a Sanhedrin, so he was like the head of the Sanhedrin. Right. But when there was no Sanhedrin, so it was just, he was the also the highest authority. The Rosh Hashiva of all the shul, whatever it is, in other words, it's like Hillel was the Nasi, and Rabbi Gamliel was a Nasi, and it was really the family of Hillel more or less, and it was also like a political position. Remember the story we did in the end of Erevin, in the end of Arios?
No.
Authority Nasi. I mean, literally, Nasi means the highest authority. He's lifted up, the highest, the most elevated.
Politically or halakhically?
Politically, okay. Power-wise. So that's why, like in Harios, it says if a Nasi, that refers to the Melech. Or if there's no Melech, it refers to the head of each Shevet, like a Nasi of the Shevet. Okay. But you know, later on, when they didn't have those divisions anymore, The Nasi was basically the head of the yeshivas. Right, see, that's what he said in the end of Harios, has that case. It says, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel was the Nasi, Rabbi Meir was the Chacham, and Rabbi Nassim was the Av Beis Din. Right, those are the three positions. But the Nasi was the highest. The Nasi was the highest. Okay. Right? Remember that story? That's why he said that they should all stand up for me.
Yeah.
Because I'm the Nasi. And then but for the Av Beis Din, it should only be the rose. And then for the last guy, it should only be... I made a big fight over there. Anyhow, so the Nasi is the highest authority. So it's Pashut that the Reish Galusa can authorize the ones in Bavel. And the Nasi can authorize the ones in Eretz Yisrael. Now here's the surprising thing. Umehacha lahasam mahani. This is also Pashut. That what? From Bavel to Eretz Yisrael is effective. Why? Dehacha shevet v'hasam mechokek. Because here is the stick, and there is the mechokek, the writer, the lawgiver. Okay, so what does that mean? So Shevet, Rashi says, is Lashon Sirora, power, authority. V'yesh lohen, now Rashi finally reveals his hand over here. V'yesh lohen rishus, what? Lahafgir, the hefker based in hefker. Dichsiv, v'choshe lo yavo. That's the source.
What does the hefker based on hefker mean in this context?
Ah, so that's what we're trying to get down to. What is the norm? What's the norm? Is the norm that the person should be chayav for his mistake, or is that like some sort of a punishment? And the norm is he shouldn't be chayav for his mistake. So Rashi here is saying that what? That how are you putter If you're
because you have good basin.
Amazing thing. Rashi is saying, if the Dayan, if the Reish Galusa appoints you to be a Dayan, and you make a mistake in your judgments, so it seems that Rashi is learning, may Iker Hadin, you should really be Chayev. Me Din Torah, you should be Chayev for that mistake. Because you like a mazik to the guy. But because the Reish Galusa gives you Rishus, we employ a mechanism of Hefker based on Hefker. Which means basically that his monetary claim is nullified by the Rabbanan. Not that it doesn't exist, but it's nullified.
If,
in other words, let me just put it to you in a more explicit fashion. If I made a mistake in Din, and I told you to pay him $100, right? So what does it mean? It means now I'm holding $100 that you, that really belong to you. Think this over carefully. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. If I made a mistake and I told you you have to pay him $100, so now I'm like a mazik to you of $100. So that means part of my rishus really belongs to you. You have a right to $100 of my property.
It's different whether it's waived or whether it's
so that $100 that belongs in a certain sense that you have a shibud against, the Rabbanan can be mafka your right. So now it remains in my possession. You know what I mean? That's the hefker part. Okay. They're making it hefker. They're making your rights hefker. But then now it's in my rishus, so it's mine.
So,
you know what I mean?
Not really.
Okay. Let me say it like this. If I owe you $100,
yeah.
So then that means to say that in my property and all of my assets, there's like a over. You have like a lien on it. We could
correct.
Say you like I have a $100 lien, so that's an ownership right, right? Mm-hmm. So an ownership right, the Rabbanan are basically nullifying that ownership right that you have against me. That's the hefker element. They're saying you have a $100 lien against my property. We're ripping it up. So now it's just now my property is mine, free and clear. It's like the hefker element is not like a normal hefker. It's not like they're saying it's ownerless. They're being mafkir your claim against me. Your monetary claim is dissolved. That's the authority of Basin. Yeah.
So
in a minute. But so it's interesting. So when Rashi said originally that Lishkol Rishusa, the Kevin de Rishus Nochas Lo Meshalim, that means to say what? That when you have Rishus, he's saying, and the Gemara is saying that's Pshita, now he's really saying that what's Pashut? It's Pashut that when they institute Dayanim, that they should automatically be protected by this rule of Hefker Beis and Hefker. It's not like a Pashut in the sense like, it's a strange, it's a different kind of a Pashut. It's not Pashut like, naturally, you know, you're just telling me the sky is blue. Of course the sky is blue, right? Here, you're not telling, when they say that if you have Rishus, you're Pater, that's not a natural thing. That's not like saying the obvious. Because it wouldn't be Pater if it wasn't for this extraneous idea of Hefker based in Hefker. How do you know that there's Hefker based in Hefker necessarily? But apparently he's saying that it's Pashut that... That would be done because otherwise you wouldn't have a system of who would want to be a judge. It would be you know what I mean. So it's pashut that if someone's going to be putter from paying, it would be the guy who has rishus, because that's the, you have to set up a whole system of din. You can't have a system of din if a guy's always going to be worried he's going to have to pay for a mistake. But it's not pashut like, you know, a priori, like it just makes sense automatically. You know what I mean? I hate to use that word, but anyway.
It's a very Queen's Holland word, right?
Never heard of it.
So anyway, so that's mehacha lehasam, right? Mehacha lehasam is definitely good. Why? Now you understand why. Because we are the stick, and they are mechokek. So Rashi, that's sarara muetas. How do you know that? The kid Tanya lo yosur shave it. Sarara means like a authority, And they're saying Eretz Yisrael has a lower authority to Bavel.
Okay.
So in Eretz Yisrael, they are subject to the authority of Bavel. How do you know that? Because it says, Lo Yosu Shevet Mi Yehuda. That's Roshei Golios Shebet Bavel. Sherodin Es Yisrael B'Shevet. Okay, they... Sheyesh Lem Koach Urshus Me'is Malchei Pras. So they have a greater authority.
But that's only because they're within their own society that they were given permission.
That's correct.
So how is that greater than Mechokik?
Let's see. Umechokik mibein raglov, elu b'nei bonav shel Hillel, shemalamdin Torah b'rabim. So that's why it's pasha. It's pasha that mehachalasim is good. Rashi, b'nei bonav shel Hillel, Hillel nasi haya, kidar b'psachim, be'el dvarim, hoshivuhu b'rosh uminuhu nasi alayan. Right, that was the story. Hillel came up from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, right? And he saw them, and they didn't know how to, I think it was Shabbos Shechalios, it was a Yudal Shechalios for Shabbos. They didn't know how to, they didn't know certain things. He gave them Musar, he says, because I was Meshameh Shemaya Vavtalion, and you guys were not, and he knew the halachas better than they did. But then the next day he forgot something. And that's what Gemara says. That's what you see. If a person gets angry, even if it's a chacham, he loses his chacham. But anyway, that they immediately appointed him as the Nasi. He was clearly superior.
I don't get what that, just like from a flow, I don't understand how you could say that the
Shevet
is better than
Chokeh. Yeah, so let's look at Tosas. Tosas is like this. It says, Mashma the Shevet Adif. It's Mashma over here, right, that Shevet is stronger, is greater, superior to the Mechoki. Fahada Omar Biperik Makum Shinogu, Oval Me Eretz Yisrael Lebovel, Kevin De Onon, Kaifinon Lehu, Avdinon Kivosayu. I was talking about Minag over there. So it says, they can force, so it says, since what? He says it's mashma over there that the Eretz Yisrael is over Bavel. Because it says, may Eretz Yisrael of Bavel, right? So if you go from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, so since they are subject to us, then we do like them. Okay, it means that Bavel is under Eretz Yisrael. It says, v'omar b'inu tam, dahani mili b'milsa d'isra v'heter, d'b'nei Eretz Yisrael chaki mitfei. The Avir de Israel Machkim.
Yeah. Well, where are we going then?
Kidamar Hacha, the Ikru Hafkoas Mamon, Liftar, the Hefker based in Hefker, Adifi B'nei Bavel, the Ikru Shevet, Sherodness on Bemakal. Behind the time, Mishum the Rosh Golem, Mizachorim, Venosi Sheber Israel, Minikavos.
Oh, yeah, well, that also.
Is that the female?
No.
Not the name calling. That
go to. So anyway, Tosfos is saying that what? That in terms of Chachma, Eretz Yisrael is superior. Right? Because the Avir is Machkim.
Yeah.
So what does it mean the Avir is Machkim? The Avir doesn't necessarily mean the air. It means the whole environment. The whole environment. So it's like Yona could tell us about that, right? I mean, like, there are certain towns that are known to be, have a certain culturally yeah, you know? Yeah, you know, you walk around, Boston, or you walk around Palo Alto, certain streets, so... anyway, so but also the land itself has people can attest to that. You go to Eretz Yisrael, you feel a little more motivated, a little more guilt. No, Eretz Yisrael, a little more.
I guess.
At least the first couple days.
Yeah, there's less goyim around. That's nice, you know.
Right, exactly. So anyway, so Eretz Yisrael is machkim. So therefore, in terms of authority, see, that's what we discussed the other day. In terms of natural authority of halacha itself, then we just go by the chachamim. So Eretz Yisrael is Machkim Tvei, and they were recognized as greater Chachamim. So of course, they have to be superior in terms of Chachma. But in terms of this particular issue, which stems from Hefker based in Hefker, so Tosfos is in agreement with Rashi, that has to do with might. It's interesting. It has to do with strength. What kind of strength? It's a good question. What kind of strength?
The Rambam says it's like a melech. The Rosh Hashanah says it's like a melech.
I mean, right? I mean, you could argue if it's an issue of based and hefker, based best hefker, based and hefker. So, who's a bigger based in bigger chacham? Right? But he's saying there's a difference between, like Jonas, I think he's saying, the difference between the chachma of the people, the chachma of the based in. That's in terms of their decision. But in terms of hefker, based and hefker, That has to do with their ability to enforce. And the B'nai Bavel, the Reish Galusa, was a, I guess you have to say, politically, they had more clout. Like you were saying, the Zechara means they were really from the lineage of Malchus. Well, he certainly would be. But it seems to be a machlokas Rashi and Tosfos what the strength, what the superiority of their svara comes from. Rashi says an interesting thing. He says that it's because they're given rishus from the Malchei Pras. Mm-hmm. Whereas Tosfos is learning it has to do with the they're from the Zecharim.
Yeah.
Right? So in other words, Tosfos is learning it's within the system of Torah. From within the Torah system, there is.
I don't get Rashi's thing, the whole Malchei Pras, like.
Right.
Well, they're backed by.
What's the take home message, as they say? But what's the main thing that we're learning over here? Is that Rashi and Tosfos are learning that the mechanism of being putter from with Rishus of the Reish Galusa or the Nasi stems from the mechanism of Hefker based in Hefker. Whereas if we accept a mumcha upon yourself, that's obviously not coming from that. So now we see there definitely are two roads to for the dayan being to be pater. One road is that he has the backing and the authority of the ultimate force, right, of Malchus. Which is either like Rashi, the Melech Pras, or like Tosfos, the Davidic line of Zecharim. And that's the Shevet. That's a Rishus to keep order, basically. It's a Rishus to keep order. Like Yonah was saying, extrajudicial Rishus, eminent domain. I mean, you read the beginning of Shmuel, he tells them all the things they're going to be chayiv if they take a melech. A melech can conscript forces. He can, force taxes on people. He can take away your vineyards. You know what I mean? That's a melech. That's what a melech is. Som tosim olech a melech. He's on you. That's the institution of malchus. So that's shevet me. Liyosu shevet me yuda. But if we accept a mumcha l'rabim upon ourselves, what is that pitur? What is that pitur? It doesn't sound like a pitur of hefker based in hefker.
Right.
So it comes out, it sounds like there are three levels of pitur.
If he has rishus, right?
Right.
It could be that the based in is calling him, that he's being referred to as a based in, and then the idea of institution of hefker based in hefker.
Doesn't see, I don't know. It's a good question. That's a good question. I mean, Rashi, it's funny, when Rashi says initially, Mehacha Lishko Rishusa, he says, the Kevin de Rishus Nochas Lo Mishalim. Yeah. But what about, but you can't apply that argument to the Hedjot. The Hedjot also had Rishus. These guys gave him Rishus. All right, so anyways, let's think about that. Now, is the Hefker based in Hefker of the Mumcha, who's Dan Bal Karchach. There's the Hapotam Yilashalem by a Mumcha who's accepted by the Bali Dinam. And then there's the Potter L'Shalem by the Hedgeot, only when they say explicitly, we accept your mistakes. Okay? We'll just think about that a little bit. Maybe we'll take it up quickly tomorrow and then go to Klam and Gimel.